This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Dr. Oz, the celebrity heart surgeon endorsed by former President Trump, is locked in a too-tight-to-call U.S. Senate primary in Pennsylvania's GOP race, just one of the elections in several states yesterday. The AP's Jennifer King.
Running for the Republican Senate nomination in Pennsylvania, former hedge fund CEO David McCormick and Trump-endorsed celebrity doctor Mehmet Oz are neck and neck on Wednesday.
Everything about this campaign has been tight.
There'll be a recount if the margin between the top two candidates is 0.5 percentage points or less. Democrats nominated Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, who's recovering from a stroke. In Pennsylvania's governor's race, Republicans nominated State Senator Doug Mastriano, a far-right Trump-backed candidate who made the national spotlight disputing the results of the 2020 vote count.
Our view for Pennsylvania is one of hope and freedom, that people come here and walk as they see fit, not as some governor or some media hack sees fit.
He'll be facing Democratic Attorney General Josh Shapiro. I'm Jennifer King.
North Carolina Congressman Madison Cawthorn has lost his Republican primary race to State Senator Chuck Edwards. Russia says nearly 1,000 Ukrainian troops at that battered steel plant in Mariupol have surrendered. Ukraine says it's hoping for a prisoner swap, but Russia is vowing to try at least some of them for war crimes. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says this is a historic moment. Russia's neighbor Finland and Sweden have applied for NATO membership as the war in Ukraine continues.
This is a good day at a critical moment for our security.
Member nations will consider this now. It could take a few months to allow them into NATO if it decides to do that. Turkey has reservations about Finland and Sweden joining NATO. A wall collapsed in a salt packaging factory in India this morning, killing at least 12 workers. This is AP News. A watchdog report says the U.S. troop pullout was a key factor in the Afghan collapse. The AP's Mike Gracia with this.
A new government watchdog report concludes decisions by Presidents Donald Trump and Joe Biden to pull all U.S. troops out of Afghanistan were the key factors in the collapse of the U.S.-trained Afghan military. There were earlier similar assessments from senior Pentagon and military leaders. Last September, General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, bluntly told Congress U.S. missteps in Afghanistan were years in the making.
That outcome is a cumulative effect of 20 years, not 20 days.
At a congressional hearing last week, senators noted U.S. intelligence agencies misjudged Afghanistan and mistakenly believed Ukraine's forces would quickly fall to Russia's invasion. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Dow gained 431 points yesterday. The S&P was up 80 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.